We are so often separated by our differences these days, but Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill found delight in such differences while discovering a wren perched nearby.
One morning, I saw a wren standing on my studio doorstep. As I drew closer, she seemed fearless. That surprised me. My relationship to regional wildlife is a fond one, but it is distant. It was unusual for me to get so near a wren. I fully expected she would fly away. Instead, she flew and then lit even closer to me on the railing by the steps. I stood still for fear of spooking her. She was barely 3 feet from where I stood. A fledgling, I was sure. On her head, I could see unruly strands of nap rather than smooth feathers. I reckoned that this was one of her early explorations of the neighborhood. She still possessed that precious once-in-a-lifetime gift, the innocence of youth that delights in curiosity and wonder about differences. It's a blessing to find the world irresistibly enchanting. In the background, I could hear the loud and insistent chirping of another wren, Mom or Dad, perhaps, calling her home. I moved toward her. She turned her head side to side, eyeing my hand from one eye and then from the other. Was she thinking it was time to get out of here? Since she flew up from the doorstep onto the railing, I knew she was not injured. She could fly. I was glad. She wasn't staying here just because she was injured. Maybe I was flattered that she found me interesting enough to hang out with me for a few minutes to see what I was all about. Finally, she flew away. However, her leaving did not silence the raucous chirping of the other wren somewhere in the distance. Some parent was probably lecturing this hapless bird never to sit on a stranger's doorstep. It's sad. So many of our wildlife neighbors are wary of us, as we are of them. A peaceable kingdom is not in the offing anytime soon. Today, we've even grown wary of each other. Who's infected? Who's not? We avoid getting close. We keep distance. We wear masks. I was closer that morning than I have ever been to a wren in the wild. The wren's openness made for a meeting between species. She had not responded fearfully as I'd fully expected, but behaved curiously instead. And indeed, it turned out to be a moment for a mutual regulation of differences. I don't normally talk to birds, nor do any birds let me close enough so I can. There's nothing quite as satisfied as making a new friend from a complete stranger. Imagine if gays and straights, blacks and whites, Muslims and Christians could feel sufficiently safe to confide with each other what it's like to be the people they are. It's heartwarming to think how, in the last analysis, we might discover we're more birds of a feather than we'd ever imagined. George Merrill on the Shore.